clear on that one. Metetam and Bay, but I think it would be practical just to go quickly over the sugya because we're still in the middle of the sugya. And let's just learn over the Gemara and the Metetam and Aleph. Itma, Milei v'nosan lechaveiroi. Rav Nachman Omar and Rashi Tzepshata means he was memalei l'tzeire chaveiroi. Rav Nachman Omar keragle mishen is maluloi. That the tchumim are like the one that was mishen is maluloi. Rav Sheishes Omar keragle amemalei. It is like the ragle amemalei. In b'mai komiflegi. So Rashi explained that, Rav Sheishes holds that the Boyer is Hefker. So since the Maim and the Boyer is Hefker, so then we have a problem of a Magbi Metzila Chaveiroi, Loikona Chaveiroi, because it's Chavla Cherem. So therefore, the Mishan is Malaloi cannot be Koine. So the Mamalai is Koine. Umar Sova Beire de Shutfihu, and Rav Nachman holds that the Mayim in this Beir Shel Bovel is a Mayim Mishutefes. That means it belongs to everyone who takes the Chelik. So Memele, if someone is Memale, Reuben is Memale for Shimon, Bishlicha Shimon, so it's considered like Shimon is taking his Chelik that he has in the Mayim. So there's no Chavla Cherem over here. Shimon is taking his the chelik that he has over here. He has a chelik and he's taking his chelik and he holds Yesh Breire. Eisvei Rovel Rav Nachman. So it comes out Rav Nachman holds that it's a Beir Shel Shutfim. Eisvei Rovel Rav Nachman. Areini Olech Al Cherem. Amuda Osa. If a person says that Momoini is Olech Al Kehegdish, so then the Muda cannot have Hanor from his moment. Arei ato alai cherem, if he asks yenim's moment on himself, anoy derosa, arei niolecha v'ato alai, shneim asurim, ze bo ze. So then, if he made this double nether, so neither one is permitted to have anoy from the other one. Umetorim bishal oilei bodo, but they're permitted, both of them, to have anoy from the yonim, which are from the oilei bodo, because these are dvorim hefkerim, va'asurim b'shaloi say ha'ir, but things that belong in the belong to the city, so they're shutvim, so they're not permitted to have hanor from that, because one is having hanor from the other one. So therefore, the oivam and the soneda, ba'eloin dvorim shaloi lei bovel, harabayis, halishkais, v'hazoreis, uboir shal emtza adere. So Berish Emsa Derech, the Gemara learned that means that it's Hefker. So therefore, one can derive benefit from the Mayim. One is permitted to be Reuchitz in the Mayim because it's Mayim Shel Hefker. Ve'elohen Shel Oysa Ha'ir Ha'rechovo Beis HaKnesses Beis HaMelchitz. V'amrit. So here we see that the Berish Emsa Derech, that's Hefker, and therefore one, the both permitted to use it because they're not deriving on no one from the other. Be amrit beire de shutvihu, if you learn that it's a ber shel shutvim, amai mutter, so why is it mutter? Vosnana shutvim shenodra no zemi ze asrim lekonis lechotzer. That if you have a chotzer mishutefes, so neither of them is permitted to use the chotzer because each one is deriving on no michelke shel chaveire. So Memela, how are they permitted to use this Boyer Shaloile Bovel? It's according to Rav Nachman, we're saying that it's Mayim Mishutofim. So when one is Reuchitz in the Boyer, he's deriving benefit Mechelke Shal Chaveri, and he's not allowed to have a no from that. So the Gemara answers as follows. Luchitz beboyer hochinami. If the Shaila would be, are they permitted to be Reuchitz in the Boyer? So that's Take also. You're right, because it's not a Mayim Mishutofim. Here, that what it says, that Boyer Shalem Saderich is permissible, that means that they're Mamala from the Boyer. Man mididei kama mali, man mididei kama mali. So in milui, since you're making a chalukas ashutvim, each one is taking his chalik, so there's no problem of a mudar hano, each one is taking his chalik. Vesova Rav Nachman yesh bereire, Rav Nachman holds yesh bereire. So it comes out that that's the teretz. The teretz is that Rav Nachman taka holds that the mayim shaloyle bovel, and the beiris bemtza derech is mayim mishutofim, and Rav Nachman holds yesh bereire. Vosnan, we learned achim hashutvim, we learned achim, which yarshin together, and later they became shutvim, they made a chaluke, and then they became shutvim. Shechayovim bekalboin, so if they are, when they are chayiv bekalboin, that means that Rashi explained that a yochid, he gives when he gives for the matzus a shekel, his matzus a shekel, he gives a kalbein, a moktane, to pay the hegdish, if they'll have to be machlev the matbeye, so he gives a matzus a shekel and a moktane letzerech kalbein, for dmei hachlofe. That is the din when a yochid gives it. Now, if two people come together and give a shekel, so l'chayre, the hachlofe will also be on one coin, because they're giving a shekel, so one more should be sufficient. Afal pikein, Chazal said that not to differentiate between two people and the two separate people and two who give one shekel, so they said each one has to go and give a kalbein of a moktane. But a father who is giving for his two children, then it's considered like one nesine, and then he only has to give one kalbein, not two kalbeinis. So now it says as follows. Achim hashutvim, if you have brothers that yarshined from their father, and we'll see they made a chaluke, and then they were mishtatef again. Is kshechayovim bekalbein, when they're chayiv bekalbein, that means if this shutvis is a shutvis that they considered like two separate people who decided to be mishtatev, and therefore the chayiv bekalbein is pturim imayse behemah. So they'll be potter from imayse behemah, because the din is imayse behemah is potter if it belongs to shutvim. Uchshechayovim b'imayse behemah, but if you'll have achim hashutvim, which are chayiv b'imayse behemah, when are they chayiv b'imayse behemah? That means if we'll see if we hold yesh b'reire and they were mechalik the yerushas of shem b'maisa behemah could be two cases. One case could be before chalukah. Let's speak about that. Shem b'maisa behemah. So if before the chalukah there was noilad by them behemahs which are chayiv b'maisa behemah, so memele. In such a case, it's considered a baila shel yochid. Tfusas abayis is called the rechusha of is etzlom. So it's not considered a reshus mishutefes, a rechush mishutefes. It's called the baila of is kayim. So there's no shutvis. It's pturim in a kalba. But Omar Rav Onon, so Rav Onon said that in the first case, where we say that achim hashutvim achayovim bekalbein, and the Ptumim Aisabahima, we have a case that Achim who yarshined Minichse Aviyim, and they made a chaluk, and then they became Mishtatev, and we said in such a case that they have a din shutvim, the Potvim Aisabahima, and Chayv Bekalben, Leishonu El Shecholku Gdiyim Kineget Loim, but Loim Kineget Gdiyim. That the chaluke was not a chaluke of Yesh Breire. The chalukah of Yesh Breire is that I say in Din Yerusha that each Yerush has a chalik in each mean, and that's Yerusha. If I hold Yesh Breire, so each chalik that each one gets in each mean, that was ma'usa to him. If they're mechalik gdiyim keneged tloyim, so then that is not Yerusha, because Yerusha is that each one has an equal chalik in each mean. So then we don't say that Yesh Breire. Then it's considered that they have a din of lekuches. מוסיף רש"י שון אמבסקמר, ואומר רבונן, לא ישון ואו שכל פה גדים כנגד תלויים, ותלויים כנגד גדים. So if there was a chalukah of gdim kenegat loim, which is not a chalukah shirusha, because shirusha, as we mentioned before, is the, each one gets a chaluk and each mean a zunda. If there wasn't such a chalukah, so then, if we say there were mishtatav either, so that is called a bailus of shutves. Avol cholku gdim kenegat gdim, but if the achim made a chalukah of gdim kenegat gdim, with loim kenegat loim, so pshat is that there was a chalukas ha-yerush, and we say, yesh breire, oimer zehu chelko yamagiyoy mishor rishoynes, then we say that this is taka what each one was destined to yarshin, and we say, yesh breire. So now, when they are mishtatev themselves, so we say that the tfisas abayis came back into existence. So now we have again the rechusha of bishlei musoy. So then, the halacha will be, that even though they're achim shechilku v'nishtatvu, afal pikein, they'll be chayv v'maise behime, and they'll be potom min hakalba. Now let us see Rashi, and this shtickle. V'omar Rav Onam, loy shonu de bishvil chaluke botlo tfises abayis minayu. When do I say that due to the chaluke it becomes botlo de tfises abayis? Elek shecholku al pi shum bedomin, that the chalukia was that they evaluated the different meaning. Gedim kneged yoshim skainim, either they divided the young gedim, one took the young gedim, one took the old gedim, oy kneged loim, the botlu mehem shem yerusha. So this is zichanar achalukas yerusha. V'noslo bo teures lekuches. So some emele, that zicher, if the, each one's getting different meaning, this is not a chalukas ha-yerusha. No one is purchasing this mean, no one is purchasing this mean. V'chichozru v'nishtatvu, and later, if they became shutvim again, avalu kilokach zebe shaloi v'zebe shaloi min ha-shuk. So it's equivalent to each one purchased a chalik from the shuk, the different chalukim, v'nisarvu, and then they became nishtatev. Ve'enkan oit shem tvises abayis, elo shem shutvis. So this is called shutvis. So that is the case, achim ha-shutvim, which are chayovim bekalboin and pturim imayse behem. Avol, Rav Onon said, cholku tloim keneged tloim, gdiyim keneged gdiyim, dezeu mishpat yerushe. This already is midine ha-yerushe lochol echot chelek v'chol min o min, that each one has an equal chalek in each mean. Oimrim ze chelkei hamagir. Then we say that each one received the chalek that was destined to him, the yesh breire. Vadayin shem yershim aleim. So after the chalukah, they're still considered yershim. Now this one yarshin this chalek, this one yarshin this chalek. Shechozru v'nishtatvu chozru tvises abayis l'mekoyme. So we say, so now we have again the complete Yerusha Sa'av, which united again. So it has a din of Tvises Abayis. So Memele, in such a case, Rav Onan said that there'll be Chayim B'maisa Beheime and Potom in Akalm. Even though they're Achim Shecholku V'shuv Nishtatu. V'yesh Paisrim Atam, Narashi says, others say a different reason why Shutvim are potter mimaiser behemet, mishum lekuches. Not al Rashi said before, there's a besondere miyut of shutvim. It says a loshen yochid, asheyia lecho. We learn out from the pasuk asheyia lecho that only if it belongs to one bailim, then there is a chi of maiser behemet. That's what Rashi had said before. Now others wanted to say a different reason, not there's a ptur of shutvis, there's a ptur of lekuches. That means in such a case where there were cholku, gdiyim, keneged, tyoshim, so each one is considered lekeach, so lekeach is potter from ma'isa behemim. V'tosu biyodom, so Rashi says this is a mistake, v'chshehav lodeis lekuchin neim pturim ilisa, so that is true, that lekuach is potter if you purchased the vlodis. Aval alaykeach esa behemis viyoldu, but what if one purchases 10 behemis viyoldu? Chayovin b'maisa. So then you chayiv b'maisa. Hochi legamri potalohu. And here they're completely potal. Here it seems to say that means the hoptu lekuach is, and those that were purchased is known in Maisa Behemoth. But and the Vlodis is it in Maisa Behemoth. Here it says the potter period. So Kochavais is the Ptur is not als lekuach, the Ptur is als Shutvis. That is what Rav Onan said. So Rav Onan holds Yesh Brech. Rav Nachman Omar, Afilu Cholku, Gdiyim Keneged Gdiyim, Utloyim Keneged Loyim, Ein Oymer Zechelkoi Hamagiyoi Mishori Shoyne Lekach. I do not say Yesh Brech. So Rav Onan said, as long as there was a Chaluke, so the Tvisa Zabayis became bottle, because as soon as there's a chaluk, it's bottled the Teres Yerushimehem, because you can't have Yerushim anymore, because we hold Ein Breir. Ein Oimrim, we don't say that each one got their chalik, U Potter, Melus Potter from Maisa Behemet. Alme Ein Breir. So now, we see Rav Nachman holds Ein Breir. So now we have a tremendous problem. The only way we understood Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman says, "As keragle mishen ismali b'shviloi," was because it was a problem. It's a magbi mitzir chaveira leikona chaveira. So the only way we could understand Rav Nachman was that we assume that it's speaking about a bir shel bobo is a bir shel shutvis, and if I'm being mamale yet for him, so I'm taking his chelik, and we hold yesh breira. But now I see Rav Nachman holds ein breira. So Rashi says, Allah kolchachel av nachman breire dev keiru. So we have to say it is speaking about a breire dev keiru from the mission of the Dorim. It says that before we were mavai the mission in the Dorim, that's a breire shal shutvis, we hold yesh breire. But now we see Rav Nachman holds ein breire. So a breire shal oile bovel is a breire shal hefke. Mid ishtra bei mudori hano. So mudori hano is mutter, so al kolchach, we hold that it's hefke. So over here, Gabi Mile Nosan Lechaveiroi, it's also speaking about a Bir Shel Hefker. So now the problem is, so if it's a Bir Shel Hefker, so why is it Kemishan Ismali? It's Keragle Mishan Ismali Loi. Lechaveiroi, we hold the Magbi Mitzil Lechaveiroi Lechon Lechaveiroi. So the Gemara answers, as follows. Vahoche b'magbia metzila chaveri kamiflegi. Mal sobe kova kone o mal sobe loy kone. B'magbia metzila chaveri kamiflegi. Loy gar sinan b'magbia metzila kone chaveri kamiflegi. There was such a girse that machlekes is this whole yesod that magbia metzila chaveri kone chaveri loy kone chaveri b'atzim is also debatable. If a metziah falls into the category of teifes l'bal chayv mokim shechab l'achayrim. So there was such a gils in the Gemara that the machlokes is, do you say magbi metzil chaveri kona chaveri? Rav Nachman holds kona chaveri, so it's keragle mishan ismali loy. Rav Sheshes holds loy kona chaveri, so it's keragle mamali. So Rashi says, you're not geiris this. Loy garsini magbi metziah kona chaveri kemiflegi, v'loy goras v'nat geiris mar sove kona chaveri. Because if you'll say that, is kashe the Rav Nachman ad the Rav Nachman. That will have a stira in Rav Nachman. The boy long lefrushe hochi, because then we'll have to say in our Gemara, the Rav Nachman sover konechaber. If Rav Nachman says, keragle mishn is maluloi, si yot konechaber. The kome keragle mishn is maluloi. Bishnaim oichsin, amrinan, Rav Nachman, Rav Chisda, domi tavai, megmir tzila chaveiroi, loi kona chaveiroi. Elohochi garsinin, magbiye, metzia, lachaveiroi, komiflegi. Not kona chaveiroi, when one is magbiye, metzia, lachaveiroi, that's the machloikis. Visu loi, that's all what the Gemara says. Upirish, and what is pshat the machloikis? Everyone holds that the chaver is not koinek because it's loikone chaveri. Elo im kona hamagbia, but the shaila is if the chaver is not koinek, is the magbia kona? Im loikana pligi, that's the machloikis, if the magbiyah is koinim. Rav Nachman sova loikana ha magbiyah. Rav Nachman holds the magbiyah is not koinim. The lav adaita lemikne, he didn't have any intentions to be koinim. He was magbiyah for the lemishan ismalila, he was magbiyah for someone else. Yen is not koinim. The lav adaita lemikne, lemishan ismalila, yeah. So Memele, he doesn't have any intentions of kainit. Elamishnis maluloi konom b'mishichet. The one who was filled out for will be kainit b'mishichet k'she yekablem. That means when he'll be moishichet, k'she bo l'shusoy v'date liknois. That means when, that the vial, Reuven picked it up for Shimon. Reuven wasn't kind, he had no intentions to be kind for himself. Shimon wasn't kind, because Agmi Metzila Chaveri, Leikona Chaveri. So, he'll be kind it when he'll get it. So that means, and then he'll be Keraglov. Then he'll be Keraglov, because till then, it didn't belong to anyone. The Chioma Leikona Chaveri, because Manshi Biyada Magvi Amrina. Kozman it's biyada magviye. Amrinin di yocholoi mani eske bolatzmi. That means Kozman it's biyada magviye. So we say the loy konech aveiroi, and I can still be koine for myself. Avo mishenos no loy, but after he gave it to me, where he koine, then he is koine. I picked it up. I didn't say I want to be koine for myself, and then I gave it to him, so then he is koine. That's not nos mishenos lo amos dechisi ben chilo loy amaklu. Rav Sheishi Sova Kona Amagbiya Tchila, that the Magbiya was first Koine, Umi Yodoi Kiblom, and he's getting it from the Magbiya, Hilkach Keraglei Amemale. So that is the gears we have in our Gemara, Magbiya Mitzil Chaveri Kamivlegi, Mar Sova Kona Hamagbiya, Mar Sova Loi Kona Hamagbiya. Ve'iz de gores k'moyshe koso besvorim. Others are gores, the way it said, magbi mitzil chaveiro kone chaveiro kamivlegi. U'meforshin hoche, Rav Nachman sova kone chaveiro mishenosnen loy. He's koine when he gets it, and that means, and he's koine shvise when he gets it, because till then there was no kinyan shvise. Rav Sheishi Sober Loikona Chaveri, there's no Kinyan Shvise for him. Elo Hamagbiya, the Magbiya was Koine Shvise because he was the first one who was Koine. Let us see Tosfos. Vahasnan Hashutvin, the Gemara asked Akasha that how could you say that the Mayim the bir shebemtza derech is shel shutvim. So how could the mudori hano be able to use it? We learned hashutvim shnadu noze mizeh asum lekonis lechotza. So Taisa says migufei avemotzi lemedik. Don't have to bring a raya from the kiyas from a mishnah in the dorim. And this alone, it says it differentiates between the dvorim. Dvorim shaloisei ha'ir, and the lomdus of dvorim shaloisei ha'ir is because that shutvim. The migufei avamotzi lemeidik, the osa beis haknesses, the beis hamechitz mitam shutvim, elezois poshut yoise. This is more poshut. I mean, this is, you have to be medayik. Why is it also? Because the shutvim, here there's enough in the Mishnah, shutvim shalodu ano zem izeh, zasrum likonis lechotza. Zogt Taisvus weiter, hoche b'magbiya metziel l'chaveiroi kona chaveiroi kamiflegi. Rav Nachman islei kona chaveiroi, Rav Nachman holds kona chaveiroi, l'kach koma keraglei mi shenisma l'loi. That was the girse. V'hikshe rashi, the behedje koma Rav Nachman kamdebo metziel, the magbiya metziel l'chaveiroi, loi kona chaveiroi. Alanira la Rashi da Hochi Garcinen, so Rashi made a new girs in the Gemara. The Magbiya Metzia la Chaveiroi Kamiflegi, the Machloikis is, and when one is Magbiya Metzia la Chaveiroi, Besuloi, that's it, Vochi Pirush, Rav Nachman Sova, Loikona Magbiya, the Magbiya wasn't coined, Loyoye Bedaite la Mikni, Vave Hefke, Ache Boli Yad Mishnis Malaloi, Vukonim Bemshichoi, the Daitoye Liknois. He had kavanah to be koine, so then it becomes kerag lemishni smaloloi. Ba'avol gav magbiyah metzila chaveri lekone chaveri, ein kshoyde biyada magbiyah. If Kozman's biyada magbiyah, he wasn't koine. If the motzel meiman nizach isilafna, I want to be zeiche for myself. With the schia for you, you weren't zeiche yet. Avol kshenot lechaveri, zoch mina hefke. Even the magbiyah lehigbiyah liknesh loy, the magbiyah was not magbiyah to be koine for himself. It was only Magbiya for Yane. It is not an awesome. Vim Shanos Loy Oimer and Izahisi Botrilla Yomaklu. The Kahavi Keragle Mission is Maluloy. The Rav Sheish is Oma, a Magbiya Metzila Haveroim. Kona ha Magbiya Trilla. The Magbiya was Koine. Zakiblo mi Yodoy, so therefore he got it from the Magbiya, which was already Koine. The Kahavi Keragle Amemalik. That is Rashi's Girsa. So Taisvis says, V'doicheku limche Girsa sasvorim. That's a problem. V'oi ein svore l'rav sheishes sheyikne ha-magbiyah v'loi miskavet. There's no svore, according to Rav Sheishes, that the magbiyah should be koine without kabon. That is Taisvis Kasha and Rashi. And this Kasha, the Shita Mekabetzes Bob Metzia and Bafyut brings from a Gilyan HaTaisvis, that the Gilyan HaTaisvis asked Akasha not only Mikoyach Svore, Taisvis asked Mikoyach Svore, if Rav Sheishes, what's the Svore of Rav Sheishes? The Mali was Koine, he didn't have Kavone to be Koine for himself. The Gilyan HaTaisvis is a kasha from the Gemara in Yevamis. The Gemara in Yevamis says, Ha'oida benichse yager v'savo shu shaloi. That means a person was chayresh chrisha in a karke is kinyan chazoke. So what if a person was under the impression that this was his karke, and he was chayresh in the karke? I mean, theoretically it wasn't his karke, it was the karke of a ger shemei, so it's a hefkedike karke, and he was chayresh in the karke. The Sovel Shahu Shaloin, he was under pressure, was his. He didn't have any Kavonis Kenyan. So he's not Kainan. So you see, it's not only a Kasha Misvore, it's an Ophanic Gemara. It's an Ophanic Gemara that it is not sufficient that one should do a Maisa Kenyan. One needs Kavonis Kenyan in order to be Kainan. So how does it belong to the Magbiya? If you didn't have kavanah to be koine. So the Shita Mekabetzes, I'll say over the lashon of the Shita Mekabetzes. The chol heiche di yoideya ha-zoiche shehu shel hefke. If the zoiche is aware that this is hefke, like our case, umiskaven liskois, and he wants to be zoiche for someone else. But this he knows. He knows that it is hefke, number one. Number two, he wants to be zoiche for yene. So he wants to make a maise kinyan. He wants to make a maise kinyan. Im einoi zoiche lemishe kiven liskeis loy. So if he's not zoiche for the one he was mechaven to be zoiche for, zoiche latzmoy. So he's zoiche for himself. Avol im loy kiven liskeis latzmoy. But if he had no, an af im loy kiven liskeis latzmoy. Even though he didn't have kavona to be zoiche for himself. But he knew that it was hefke, and he had kavona to be zoiche. To make a maise kinyan on this chayfetz. So he's kind himself, even though he didn't have kavona to be kind. V'loidami lo'oider benichsei hager kesoveshu shaloi lo'kivein liskois klal. There he didn't have any kavone to be zeiche. That means if he's under the impression this is his carcass, he's making a maise charisha, but doesn't have a teiras maise kinyan. And over here he's making a maise kinyan. So lo'chayre d'rehites loshen of the Shita Mekabetzes, Bemison is also Machna Freim and Simen Tazayim, Hilche Shluchim Veshutvim, that says the same thing. Mamish the same Lomdis. So it would seem as follows, that one of the Tnoyim ha'ikrim of Hilchus Kinyonim is that one has to be mechanan to make a Maisa Kinyon. A Maisa Kinyon is not, does not become a Maisa Kinyon from the physical actions that he's doing. He has to have kavonah to be koinedis, and then it gets a teres Maisa Kinyon. So now, if one has kavonah, so it would seem, pshat as follows. So one makes a Maisa Kinyon on a dover shel hefke, so automatically, he should be koinedis. I'm making a Maisa Kinyon, so a Maisa Kinyon automatically makes a Chaloif Kinyon to the one who's making the Maisa Kinyon. If I have Kavonet that the Chaloif Kinyon should be for someone else, if it could be for someone else, so I can take this Chaloif Kinyon and divert it to someone else. So it belongs to someone else. If I don't have, if it won't help, if Yana can't be Kinyon for some reason, So I can't divert the Chalois Kinyon. So it seems I'm Koine. That is what the Shita Mekabetzis is saying. The Machna Ephraim brings down Moirdike Rivosh, Shrekloche Rivosh. The Rivosh says that a Goy made a Yid, a Shliach, to buy Chometz from in Pesach for the Goy. And the Yid went to buy Chometz for the Goy. He had no intentions to be Koine for himself, the Chometz. So the Rivosh says that Rachmana Nitzlan, the Yid is over Bal Yerot, because Ein Shlichus La'akum, so Memele, so the Goy isn't Koine, so he's Koine. So the Yid is Koine. The Yid is Koine, so it's his Chometz, he's over Bal Yerot. So we see if there's such an Inyan that if one is in Yisod making a Maisa Kinyan, so if Alpi, the Chalois Kinyan, it seems automatically is Nimshach after the Maisa Kinyan. But he can divert it if he can, and if he can't divert it, automatically the chalois goes to the one who makes the maisa kinyan, even though there's no rotzin by him to be kain himself. That is lechayre what the Shita Mekabetzis is saying. The Divrei Yecheskel wants to say, the Divrei Yecheskel and Simen and Heya is Aleph, wants to say a finer vote. He doesn't appreciate the teretz of the Shita Mekabetzis. He says that is true, that is one of the tnoim of kinyonim is you have to make a maisa kinyon. That's true. Oidim nechsager, there's no maisa kinyon. But he says you have to have rotzen and kinyon also. You have to want to be koine. If you don't want to be koine, you're not koine. You need rotzen to be koine. This person is not rotzen to be koine. So he wants to say that in the case of our Gemara, we find one thing that is koine, I feel it without rotzen. Chotzer. Chatzere shalodam is koine shaloi midatoi. If something falls into my chotzer, there's nothing. Chatzere shalodam is koine shaloi midatoi. So he says, this case over here, it said it's Porsche that's speaking about, that I'm a malay mayim for someone else. So he says, Mestame, he took his kalim. He didn't take Yenim's kalim. He says, Lechei, if he took Yenim's kalim, Lechei doesn't have to magvim itzi lechaveiroi. So Yen is kain alts his chotzer. Kaili is kain alts chotzer. So Akoch is speaking about it with the kalim of the mamale. So it's the kalim of the mamale. So he was like, so not alts agbotake, he's not kain. Because there's no din tchiyah. So Yen is not koine, aber kaponim, so he's koine himself, al tchatzere shalom koine lo yishalom midat. Ay, what's the svore of Rab Nachman? So then he has a whole shtek teire, which we won't get into that. But it's like this, it's a very nice cheshbin, but the I heard that was the Seire Reb Sazayin, and here the Oracle for Brev Tuv Yehama, the Loshna of our Gemara is Shreklach, because the Gemara says, Elohochye b'magbiyah metziyah l'chaveiroi k'miflegi. Now that's a Shrek. The Machloikis is not by magbiyah metziyah l'chaveiroi. By magbiyah metziyah l'chaveiroi, if I pick up a metziyah, so no one holds that the magbiyah is koine. Here we have a unique case by Memalim Mayim, it's his Kaili. So good, so then Marom Azel Makone, but not by Magbi Metzil Chaveiroi. So the Loshna Gemara is very shrecklich, according to the Divrei Yecheskel. But we'll see later, Lechayre, it's not only a problem what to do with Yecheskel, Dachsim, it's a problem on the Rashbam, which we'll see soon. About Kaponim, that's Lechira Ha'orje on the Divri Yecheskel. The Rashba asks Amurde Kekash on Rashi, he asks as follows. He says, according to Rashi, Rashi said, not the machloikis is magbir mitzil chaveiroi, kona chaveiroi, zichen not koinim. Yeah, the shail is the magbir koinis, beer not koinim. Fine, beautiful. He says, but let us see the lotion of Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes. Rav Nachman says, kiragle mishen ismaluloi, that it's kiragle mishen ismaluloi, Rav Sheshes, oime kiragle amemali. Now, what is the svara, according to Rashi, what is the taich kiragle mishen ismaluloi? That means that the one that it was, that means the magbiya wasn't koine, because, they never did it to be koine. And the mishen ismaluloi is koine when he makes a mashiche. When he makes a mashiche, he's koine. So he says, so the loshen is shrekler. Not kiragle mishen ismaluloi, kiragle mishenitnuloi. He says, this is such a misleading loshen. Let us be megashim the Indian. The Reuven picked up mayim for Shimon. Fine? Picked it up for Shimon. Then Levi comes over to him, who's this mayim belong to? He says, I picked it up for Shimon. He says, no, either Shimon wasn't kind, maybe he'll give it to me. No problem, I'll give it to you. So who does it belong to? It doesn't belong to Shimon. Keragle mishen nismalu loy. It belongs keragle mishen nitnu loy. So Amir de Kekashi says, that Rav Nachman and Ishkeret zum Zach. Therefore, Yisraelik and Rashi. Now, let us go a little further. Lachain nire la Rashbam. So therefore, the Rashbam does not like Rashi's pshat. So the Rashbam says, Laforish, yesh li yashiv, girsus hasvor, we'll take the girsus hasvor. The girsus form is a magbi mitzil achaveiroi. That's the machloikis. Rav Nachman holds kone chaveiroi mishen ismalu loy, and another say loy kone chaveiroi. That's a machloikis. Umash hikshe Rashi. Rashi yes to bekiis the kekasha. How can Rav Nachman hold kone chaveiroi? Rav Nachman bo metzi says loy kone chaveiroi. Umash hikshe Rashi loy kosha miti. Dishani hosom. He says, over there in the Bob Metzia was speaking about Metzias, the comma time in Mishim David Toifis Labalchoi Vemokim Shechav Lacherim, Vacherim Layimtsu Metzia Achakar. That means they were speaking about a Metzia. A Metzia is Chav Lacherim, because there's one Metzia, and if I pick it up for Chetzkel, so Shimon can be Kainet, so Mamela I'm Chav to Shimon, I'm Chav to everyone else. So there, you can't be Kainet, therefore, you can't be kainer for someone else's chav lacherem. Avol hoche lefikach koma Rav Nachman de loy kon. Avol hoche isla Rav Nachman shapir de kon mishen ismalo loy. Here he's kainer de loy avi chav lacherem de kahar bi mayim de choylim acherem lemalis. There's a lot of water that others can also take. That this is not by a metziah, some mele, there's one metziah, so, be a zeiche for one, so you have to someone else. Masha'en came over here, there's a lot of water, it's a lot of water, so I'm zeiche, so this cat, I'm zeiche for you, so it's cham lachem, there's more water here. That's that. The Rashba is the kasha on the Rashbam. First of all, our Mishnah is speaking about Mayim Mechunosim. It's not speaking about Mayim Mayonos Hanoivis. So that's our Mishnah speaking about. We're going on our Mishnah. So Mayim Mechunosim, how can you say a statement without explaining, without elaborating, Milo Venosan Lechaveire Rav Nachman Kirag Mishnah Ismail? Because there's a lot of water. We have to know what the story is. We're speaking about Mayim Mechunosim. That means there's a limited source of water. And the mission is malaloi, and how much water is left? Heck, if this is in a certain case, it will be true. It's not chav lacher, but speak, be mefaret. Don't say stamazoi mile mayit mile v'nosal lachaveira v'nachmano k'ragla mission is malaloi. That's the Rashba's kashes. Ayer ha'or and the Rashbam, I don't understand the Rashbam at all. The Gendelosh na Gemara. The Gemara says, Allahachim ben begbiye metzil ha'veri kamifligi. Ikon ha'veri, lo ikon ha'veri. Achmon and Itzlon. Magbiye metzil ha'veri kamifligi. Pumfakel, be metzil everyone holds you like on it. By Memala Mayim is the Machloikis. So how do you, I don't understand how the Rashbam, how the Rashbam was Mavaya the Loshana Gemara. The Gemara says, Magbiye Metzil Chaveiro Kamiflegi. This Loshan is schrecklich misleading. Chas v'sholem, and Metzil is no Machloikis. Now we have to understand one more thing. Fine, we understand now Rav Nachman. The Rashbam explained Rav Nachman, it's not Chav L'Acherim. There's 2 million gallons of water there. It's a reservoir. No problem. It's not Chav L'Acherim. That's why Rav Nachman holds Gemishan Ismaluloi. But now let us ask a pertinent question. So what's the svar of Rav Sheshes? Rav Sheshes says, Skeraglei Amimalei. Rav Sheshes holds that not Gemishan Ismaluloi. Skeraglei Amimalei. So what, it's not Chav L'Acherim, so why is it Keraglei Amimale? So my shvogit tiny, I mean, it would seem that Rav Sheshes held that you look at each, that in each Pula Bazunda, this is a Maisa Chav, I'm taking away, and that seems that was the Machloikis. If I'm taking away this, I'm taking this Pula, this Sheeve is a Maisa Chav. That means by taking this away, so Yankel can't have this Mayim. There's a million other gallons, that's true. But this mice is a mice, this mice is taking away from Reuven. Taking away from Yankel. That's what I'm doing. So that's the Machloikis. Do you take everything in consideration, and you say, yes, this Agbos, I can take it away, but don't have to be so stingy. There's 2 million gallons left over, so... Why should you look at it in this perspective? And that's the Machloikis, Rav Sheshes and Rav Nachman. Then there's another problem. I mean, there was one Kasha and Rashi. I forgot who asked this Kasha, but someone asked this Kasha. There was one Kasha and Rashi that... What's the svara of Rav Sheshes Keraglei Hamimalei? He wasn't mechavan to be koine. Now this problem is on the Rashbam also. The Rashbam didn't for him for this kasha. This kasha is shver according to the Rashbam also. Yep. Then there's a very interesting kasha that the Pnei Yeshua asks. According. This is Tamazaya Kasha. What is Pshat and Rav Sheshes? It's a Mordike Kasha. Rav Sheshes says that Yene is not Kaine because it's Chav L'Acherim. This is Tamazaya Kasha. And I'm Kaine. I'm Kaine. Yene isn't Kaine. I'm Kaine. However it works. Frag the Pnei Yeshua Mordike Kasha. Why isn't Yene Kaine? Because it's Chav L'Acherim. So he says, "Dacherem sides, I won't get it." That means it's either me or him. The Acherem are out of the picture, so they're not going to get it. So why is this called Chav L'Acherem? I want to be zeiche for him. If I won't be zeiche for him, so I'll get it. So, but Acherem zeiche won't get it. That means this Maisa Hagbo is a Maisa Hagbo that. The world, it's out of the question, right? The world can't be zeiche this mayim anymore. It's either mine or his. Now I want to be zeiche for him. So what's called chav l'acherim? The tchi is chav l'acherim? Now if I won't be zeiche, you will get it. But I won't be zeiche for him, so I'll get it. So why is this called chav l'acherim? So this is a problem b'chlal. Al kaponim, let us go further. Va'oid oim ha-rabbein etam. Now the Bein Etam is a new Mahalach. The Yesh L'Kayim Gilsas HaSforim, Bochi Pirushi. Mar Sova HaMagbiyim Metzi L'Chaveiroi, Kone Chaveiroi. Hainu Rav Sheshes. L'kach koma keragle hamemale. Now that sounds like double talk. That means the chaveira is kone, and that's why it's keragle hamemale. Zokta ilike rabbeinu tam. De me'eze tam omrinon amagbi mitzila chaveira kone chaveira. How is Yenna Koine? What is Taka Pshat Rav Sheshes? How could Yenna be Koine? Taka Chav Lachayim? The Migu, the Zochi Lenavshe, Zochi Nami Lachavre. The Migu, the Zochi Lenavshe, Zochi Nami Lachavre. V'hoyu, v'osi, mi koi choi, din hu, she yehei ke raglei amemalei. So therefore it should be like raglei amemalei. Period. Now, let us explain this. Now, this is a Mu'im Dike Rabbeinu Tam. The Gemara in Masechtas Bava Metzia mentions this for Migi de Zochi Lenafshe, Zochi Nami Lechavre. Now, it would seem that the Rabbeinu Tam holds that Migi de Zochi Lenafshe, Zochi Nami, that means when I want to be Zeiche for Yener, it works in two steps. I'm first zeiche la'atzmoy, and I'm zeich, I'm koine la'atzmoy umakne bimbasachas. That means it doesn't work schie. Does not work let us try to be Rabruben in the Chedushim above Matzia Simon Yod Aleph, explains that there is schie and shliches. And the two different gedorim. Shlichus is pshat that Yenner tut, the Meshaleach tut. He's doing it through me. I'm a yad of the Meshaleach, like he has three yodas, his two hands and my third hand. But the Meshaleach is doing. It's called the kinyan is done al yedei the Meshaleach. Through me. Schiyas pshad is, I'm doing the kinyan. Though the results of the kinyan help for the mishaleich. Now this already is also, now this has to be understood. If the gather of schiyah is that I'm making the maisa kinyan, and so how does it become, if I am making the maisa kinyan, so how all of a sudden does it become yenim? How can it become yenim if I'm making the ma'isa kinyan? So the Rabbeinu Tam held, that it works. The bas achas that I'm koinit and I'm koinit in maknit the bas achas, which is also a very shvere musik to understand, because the halach is if something is mine, I can't be zeichet for someone else. That's a big problem. But al kaponim schia works in a bas achas dike oifen. That's katzold. It's a psakni al manas lahaknois. It's I'm koine lahaknois. But al kaponim yene cannot be zoich if I don't get a kinyan in it first. So memele. So that's what the Rabbeinu Tam says. The Rav Sheshes said. So if it is kone chaveira, the only way it's kone chaveira is migid the zochil and nafshe, and agavuch and migid the zochil and nafshe takes away the chav lachere. So what do you mean chav lachere? I'm kone first. It's not, so what are you tining? The world has no tainess whatsoever. Chav lachere, pshat is if I'm doing something for yen and I'm chav to you. So then, I'm doing for myself. It's a kni al manas lahaknis, but I'll come what I'm doing for myself. So that's mesalik tachav lachayim. That's why Rav Sheshes holds kon lachavere. But if that is the case, it's therefore it has to be keragle hamemale. It has to be keragle hamemale. So if it is kon lachavere, it has to be keragle hamemale. That is shitas Rav Sheshes. Rav Nachman svirelei loy kon lachavere. It doesn't hold that in migo de zachel nafshi zachanami lachavere. It's like on a chaveira. So memele, so when is Yenna koine? So Yenna only be koine when it gives it to him. So it's keragle mishne ismaloloi. Vashte niche, ahide bab metziye, the gam hu loy koine. So now, he's also not koine, then it's kava liknes. But he can't rein hefke, kos man shleibo li mishne ismaloloi. Sheboi li yodoi, yiske ben, mina hefke, lefikach ein keragle. Therefore, it is like the Ragle Mish and the Smalulay. Let us start the next Mishnah. Mi shahoyo peirosov be'ir acheres. A person possessed peiros in another ear, and this ear was chutz l'tchumoy. Ve'irvu b'nei oiso ha'ir, and the residents of that city made an erev tchumim, let us see the bach, lo v'yetzloy. That means we have two cities. We have city Aleph, which the Bala Peiros lives in city Aleph. We have city Beis, which is chutz l'tchum of city Aleph. And the Peiros of the Bala Peiros is in city Beis. Now, the people in city Beis made an Erev Tchumim to able to go to city Aleph. Now, they're going to city Aleph, so they're thinking, look, they're going to city Aleph, so they'll bring the Bala Peiros, his Peiros, they'll bring it. So it says, Le'yevi'oloi mi Peiros. They cannot bring him his Peiros, because his Peiros, it's chutz l'tchum. That means the peiros has the tchum of the bala peiros. So memela, so it's chutz l'tchum, so you can't bring it to him. V'im irev hu, what is if he, the person in city Aleph, made an erev to go to city Beis? So it comes out city Beis is in his tchum. The people in city Beis made an erev to go to city Aleph. So lemaisa, so then there's no problem. Is peiros of kamoisa, then they can bring his peiros to him. That means that the peiros in city Beis are in the tchum of the one who's living in city Aleph. So memela, it can be brought to him. Peiros of kamoi. Let us see Rashi. Lo yaviu mi peiros of. Hoyel vuhu lo irev. Lishom, he did not make an erev to get there. Takul ke raglei habaylim, everything is like the raglei habaylim. So if it's like the raglei habaylim, so memele, so it's chutz l'tchuma. V'im irev hu l'aleches lishom, peirosav kamayu umuta l'haviyim, that one is permitted to bring these pages to him. Mi shezimein etzloi urchim, a person who invited Eurechim, lo yolichu biyodam monos. So after the Suda, they cannot, these Eurechim, came mechutz l'tchum. No, pshvatcha, they came chutz l'tchum. They made an Erev Tchumim in order to get there. Misha zimin etzle Eurechim. And now he wants to give them back to take home, monos. Now, the monos, had his kinyane shvise. So memele, so he wants them to take home his monos to their mokim, which is chutz l'tchumoy. It's chutz l'tchumoy. They made an erev tchumim. Is le'yichu b'yoda monos, elim kein zike lahem monoseim me'erev yonta. Unless he was mezake, the monos he wants to send along with them erev yonta. So it comes out these monos did not have his kinyanei shvise. These monos had their kinyanei shvise. So memela, so then he's permitted to send it with them. Mi shezimin etzloi oichem zok trashi me'ir acheres v'yavoyu etzloi, he invited them al yidei erev lo yelichu la'acher sude, after the sude, monos biyodom lebeisom, the sudas halaylo. So they're not permitted to bring back the monos lebeisom lesudas halaylo. Now, this is a difficult Rashi. But Rashi says, lesudas halaylo, zashrek lecha Rashi. Why did Rashi have to say this? Rashi, we're going into now, it comes out that they're carrying in Yontif, l'tzayre choyl. So you have a shayla of Aitzo, you have a shayla of Hachone, and the Rishash is Moira this. And then the Rishash is Moira a third ha'orah. He says that,
He says, he brings a Rashi in Erevin. The Rashi in Erevin says that if you hold a ma'arvin elul advar mitzvah, so if you're ma'arev for advar mitzvah, it can only help for the advar mitzvah, not for advar reshus. He says, so it could be the Erev also can help for this. They should bring back, the Erev was for them to go there. Right? So it was advar mitzvah, but you have to know how can help for this. It's a shreklach Rashi. Now, there are different ways to understand Rashi and explain Rashi. The Mogen Avro, the Chayodon, Klal Kufnun Gimel, Oisvov, builds a Mordeki Yisod from Rashi. He doesn't speak about Heitzo. He speaks about Hachon, which is a problem. And the Chayodom says the whole Issa of Achone is if one is completing something. It's completing something miyantev lechayil, miyantev rishon, miyantev sheni. But stamazay bringing without completing, there's no Issa of Achone whatsoever. And therefore, he says, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch that one is permitted to bring the tables and chairs from the sukkah, Shmini Atzeres, into the house, Simchas Torah. You shouldn't set it up. What's pshat? He says, that's pshat. Bringing it in, there's no issa of achone of bringing in. Some say bringing in, there's no issa. And he brings a raya from our Rashi. This Rashi, that's it. Rashi says you're allowed to bring a tzayr halayla, and there's no iser of hachane. Then he brings down, the Maril says you're not allowed to bring yayin from, Shmini Atzeres to Simchas Torah, which is a problem. So you see how was also was. So he wants to say that is only Samach lachashecha, so then it's nika lakoil, that someone, he's bringing it letzorech yontev. But if it's not nika, and it's only havo, so then it'll be mutter. Agavulcha with this chay odom, someone had a very interesting shaila. This year Pesach, we had, Sidorim were, Friday night and Meitzoy Shabbos. That were the two Sidorim. And a person had two children, and they was the first Seder by one child and the second Seder by another child. Now, he's going to go Shabbos, he went from one child to the other child. And he had a problem with his kittel. Now, how's the kittel going to get over to the other child? So, he wore the kittel. He thought he's going to wear the kittel. So what's the, there's no problem of it. So it's a malbush. But l'chayre, here is a shayla of hachone. I mean, if the chay odom says, be'etzem havo, there's no iser of it. So. There's no Isser of Achonah. Sometimes he brings his Isser of Achonah. But if it's Nikah that he's being Meichin, then Havoah is also Osir. So L'chayre, if a person is wearing a kittel on Shabbos, he's walking with the kittel on Shabbos, L'chayre ain't L'cha Nikah, even though it's Shabbos, it's 1 o'clock by day, but if he's wearing a kittel, and L'chayre, it would seem that he's being Meichin. He's being making for the Seder Meitzoy Shabbos. So l'chayre, there would be a shayla of hachone. That's abakapodim, the, for some reason, the chayodim does not speak about the hitzodike shayla over here. He only speaks about the hachonadike shayla. The Chayodom, the Chassam Sofer wants to say, L'sudas Halayla means Sudashlishis. Sudashlishis, and he says there's an Inyan teach Sudashlishis in Yomtev, and he has a Rashi that Rashi called the Sudas Halayla, that's the Sudas Halayla. to the shlishis. That's what the Chassam Sofer wants to say. There's no chiddush. He's just telling you that the fakir that is that if no the chiddush is takir means why did Rashi have to mention it? There's a nin of the shlishis. I said there's a sefer Leiv Rochov. He said if you'd make a small garage, he could save a lot of, he could solve a lot of problems. Instead of being goyres lisudas halayla, he could be goyres misudas halayla. So maybe then we don't have any problem. That means that the suda they ate was at night. So la yilichu la'acher suda monos biyodom lebeisam. They should not bring back after the suda misudas halayla. That means they're bringing back from the, they ate the first suda. How many sudas eat already? So eat a suda at night, eat a suda by day. So they shouldn't bring back monos misudas halayla. Let us finish Rashi. Elim came zochelam ayde acher. Yuzikelam ayde acher. On the same erev yontiv, shemosam balabayis ze laodam acher b'meshiche. He gave it over b'meshiche. B'ambalay zechei b'monos halolo l'ploini l'ploini. The zochelam laodam shalay b'fonav. Oyu shalahemi by yom leilech keragleim.